from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama delivers a eulogy today at the funeral of South Carolina State Senator Clementa Pinckney, one of nine African Americans killed by a white gunman at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. It happened at a Bible study June 17th. The suspected gunman, Dylan Roof, has been charged with the killings. U.S. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper says China is the leading suspect in the investigation into the massive cyber theft of U.S. federal employee data. The comments represent the first time a U.S. official has directly accused Beijing for taking part in the hacking of computers at the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. U.S. has blamed China for a series of high-profile cyber attacks on U.S. government and business entities in recent years. China strongly rejected the allegations. U.S. State Department's yearly report on human rights says 2014 was marked by the suffering and abuse of many people around the world. In the report released on Thursday, Secretary Kerry emphasized the need for change.
So why do we care? Well, we care because respect for human rights provides the truest mirror that we have of ourselves. The most objective test of how we have come over the centuries and how far we still have to go. It is a yardstick by which we can measure life itself.
Report tagged Iran and Cuba as human rights abusers, even as it accelerates attempts to improve relations with both countries. Al-Shabaab militants reportedly attacked an African Union peacekeeper's base in southern Somalia earlier today. A gunfight ensued. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry returns to Vienna today for the final phase of talks with Western powers and Iran aimed at reaching a comprehensive international agreement on Iran's nuclear program by a June 30th deadline. When that accord is complete, international sanctions against Iran are to be lifted. Islamic State fighters have begun a new offensive against the Kurdish-held border city of Kobani, also pushing into a government-held area in the mostly Kurdish town of Hasaka. Attacks came after the IS suffered a series of setbacks in northern Syria against Kurdish forces. Pakistan rejected allegations its spy agency was behind this week's attack against Afghanistan's parliament that left two people dead, wounded 30 others. Ayaz Gul has details.
The Afghan Intelligence Service alleges an officer of Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence, ISI, facilitated Monday's Taliban bomb and gun attack on the parliament in Kabul. In a statement, the National Directorate of Security also claims the car bomb used in the assault was manufactured in the Pakistani city of Peshawar. But speaking in Islamabad Thursday, Foreign Ministry spokesman Qazi Khalilullah dismissed the charges as nothing new and reiterated Pakistan's determination to strengthen cooperation with the neighboring country in all fields. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
The U.S. State Department says it cannot find 15 emails from Hillary Clinton during her time as U.S. Secretary of State. Mrs. Clinton, who is widely expected to be the Democratic Party's nominee for the 2016 presidential race, revealed earlier this year that she kept a private email account and server during her State Department tenure. Private address was connected to a non-governmental server kept at her home. Secretary Clinton says she gave all the State Department-related emails to the agency, then destroyed her emails and said they were personal. U.S. Supreme Court has rejected President Obama's signature health care law. More now from White House correspondent Luis Ramirez.
Signing a national health care law that would guarantee coverage for all Americans was a cornerstone of Mr. Obama's bid for the presidency 7 years ago. Now, the Supreme Court's ruling means that law has survived yet another challenge.
So this was a good day for America.
With many Americans who were previously excluded from health plans because of pre-existing conditions now covered, the president said he believes there can be no doubt the law is working and described it as part of the fabric of America that cannot be undone. Luis Ramirez at the White House.
A judge in Los Angeles has found that a trading company has established clear title to the so-called Bahia Emerald, which weighs 341 kilograms, appraised at $372 million.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming